One time a friend said to me, I believe if we could keep the Ten Commandments, we'd be saved. And I guess that prompted me to do some studying and to test myself as well as testing some others about the Ten Commandments. I want us to do that today. See how we stand up in the light of the Ten Commandments. Once again, may we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd give me preaching grace and help the people to hear. Help us to understand and rejoice in Jesus Christ as Savior. If there are those here who do not know Christ, may this be the hour of decision when they'll turn and accept him who died for us all. Forgive our sins and make us a blessing to people about us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. There's one thing I know. I know that people are lost without Jesus Christ as Savior. I also know that Jesus Christ is the only Savior. When heaven gave Jesus, heaven gave all. As the Apostle Peter put it, neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Bible is very plain in its declaration that we're sinners. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. As the mighty oak in all of its potentialities is in the tiny acorn, so all of humanity was potentially in Adam. Therefore, when Adam sinned, he plunged the whole human race into sin. With one great sweep, God says, all have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What is the glory of God? We've all fallen short of it. The glory of God is His perfection, His infinite holiness. Everything short of perfection is sin. Are you perfect? If not, you are a sinner. Have you ever done anything short of perfection? If so, you've sinned. What do you think about your neighbor? You always have good thoughts about him? You ever talk about him in such a way that you knew you shouldn't? What about your love towards your neighbor? The Bible says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You say, what does that mean? I don't know unless it just means what it says. Do you love your neighbor as you love yourself? I sometimes think we get mixed up about sin and have a rather poor conception of sin. We see a drunkard reeling down the road with cursing on his lips. We see a fallen woman who's lost every virtue she ever possessed. We see a murderer with blood still dripping from his hands, and we draw back in horror and say, oh, what sinners they are. We swell up with pride as if to say we're not sinners. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood, must have stood proudly. And he prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not like other men are, extortioners, unjust, or adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Lord, I'm a nice fellow. I want you to know how good I am. But the publican would not even so much as lift his eyes toward heaven, but smote himself on the breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Bible tells us that man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Let's take a look at God's law and some of the demands that the law makes upon us. What is God's law? Well, it's His expression. And I would remind you that the law of God is as high and holy and righteous as God Himself. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you're going to be saved by keeping the law, you're going to have to be as good as God Himself. You know, the law of God demands perfect obedience. Not halfway obedience, but perfect obedience. If you're going to be saved by keeping the law, any part of the law or all the law, it demands a perfect record. Do any of you have perfect records? Let's take a look at the Ten Commandments. First of all, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Let me ask you this, and I hope each one of you will listen and participate in your own mind and heart. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Have you always put God first in your thoughts and in your actions? Does God always have first place in your life? I wonder if there's anyone out before me that could say, I've always given God the proper place in my life. I don't think there is. I think all of you made an F on that. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Someone said, I'm not guilty of that. I never have made an image and fallen down before it. Well, let's think of it in a little different way, and yet the principle is there. There's the Creator of all things, and then there's the creation. Have you ever given more consideration to the creation than to the Creator? Have you ever thanked a man for a favor and then failed to thank the God of heaven from whom all blessings flow? Something to think about. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Now, what does the word vain mean? It means without real value. It means without real value or importance. It means fruitless, ineffectual. Have you, every time you've used the name of God, has it been with reverence? Some of you good mothers perhaps have said, my Lord, you children are just driving me crazy. Well, someone might say, my Lord, it's hot today. Why the use of God's name in things like that? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, the Sabbath day under the law of Moses was the seventh day. I think all of us have broken that. But in our time today, in commemoration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we worship on the first day of the week. Under the law of Moses, a man was put to death for picking up sticks on the Sabbath. Did you ever rob God of the time and the day that really belonged to Him in a special way? I'm not here to tell you that we have holy days as they had under the law of Moses, but I believe that God expects us to cease from our labors and come to the Lord's house where we can give special recognition to our Lord and our Savior. I remember the last time I went fishing on Sunday. I was a teenager, and I was taught by parents that it was not right to fish on Sunday, and I still think that's true. But I remember A neighbor friend of mine, Andy Irvin, I wish he were here to hear this. Andy said, let's go fishing that Sunday afternoon. And I said, Andy, my people don't let me go fishing on Sunday. Yeah, but he said, the fish are really biting down at the lake.